I am sustained by the love of God. 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 You are 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 sustained by the love of God. We 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 are sustained by the love of God. I am 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 sustained by the love of God.
We're going to be on page 370 in the text. Sure, it's good to see you. Good to see you. Yeah, I hope you had a great Thanksgiving. Me too. Me too. It was so good. Got so much to be thankful for. And I got a lot to complain about. You don't have to believe these ideas. If you use it, you'll see that it works. We'll start with paragraph 2 on page 37 down to the conditions of peace. These are the conditions of peace. This simple courtesy is all the Holy Spirit asks of you. Let truth be what it is. Do not intrude upon the truth. Do not attack the truth. Don't interrupt its coming. Let the truth encompass every situation and bring you peace. Let the truth encompass this situation that you're in, and let the truth bring you peace. Not even faith is asked of you. Not even faith is asked of you. Not even faith is asked of you. For truth asks nothing. Truth asks nothing. Truth doesn't even ask for your faith. Let the truth enter, and the truth will call forth and secure for you the faith you need for peace. If you let the truth enter your mind, the truth will secure for you the faith you need. If you let the truth enter your mind, the truth will secure for you the faith you need. If you just let the truth enter your mind, if you just let the truth come in, if you just hear it, if you let it in, it will secure for you the faith that you need for peace, peace and peace. Now, somebody's actually listening to me. So you heard me say, people weren't listening. They were saying, that's okay. The Course in Miracles is the one teaching that's made for the part of our mind that doesn't listen. So you cover. Okay. He says, because that's really deep. Most people are working on faith, and we were just told if you would let the truth in your mind, the truth would secure the faith you need for you, and that would bring you to peace. If you let the truth in, then the truth would secure the faith that you need for the peace. And then it says, but rise you not against it. That means against your opposition, it can't come. If you fight the truth can't come. If you fight the truth, the truth can't come. If you fight the love can't come. If you fight the abundance can't come. Let it enter. Let it enter your mind. Let the idea enter your mind, and the idea will secure for you the faith you need to bring it about.
I want to make sure I get that.
It's pretty much is what we do. Mm-hmm. It's nothing. Right. Mm-hmm. So a teaching that tells us that we need do nothing is right about alley. Yeah, we ought to be like jumping for joy. You know, let the truth. And what does that mean? Just be willing to hear it. Be willing to let it in. Be willing to just hear it. And it will secure for you the faith you need to bring you peace. But if you fight against it, it says right here, if we fight against it, what? Then it can't come. If I'm listening to this and I'm fighting against everything that it's saying, then the truth of what it's saying can't come. And so the truth of what it's saying can't secure for me the faith I need to bring the peace that I want. Okay? Now, here's a question for the group. Wouldn't you want to make a happy instant out of every situation?
Yes.
Wouldn't you want to make a holy instant out of every situation? Question, wouldn't you want to make a happy instant out of every situation? All right. Well, having happiness in every situation is the gift of faith. The gift of faith. Now, let me get this right now. Truth will secure the faith, and then faith is going to secure the happy instant. Truth is going to secure the faith, and the gift of faith is going to be the holy instant. Now, freely given wherever faithlessness is laid aside and unused. What does that mean to have faithlessness laid aside? To lay your faithlessness aside means to not use it. Anything that you have laid aside, you are not using. So I can let my faithlessness enter, I can let my doubt enter, I can let my suspicion enter, I can let my desire to fight the truth enter, but I will not use it, which means I will still continue to let loving thoughts in. Regardless of what I think about myself, I'm going to keep letting the loving thoughts in, regardless of what I think